Peace talks between the U.S. and Taliban representatives ended today. The negotiations were held in Doha, Qatar, and hosted by the Qatari and German governments. This is the seventh time the U.S. and the Taliban have sat down to discuss peace in Afghanistan. The goal is big, ending nearly two decades of war in the country. Zalmay Khalilzad, the Trump administration's chief negotiator, praised the outcome. In a tweet, he congratulated the participants for finding common ground. But as the world's Shirin Jafari reports, major sticking points remain.
Plumes of smoke covered the sky in Kabul last week. Helicopters circled the area. A somber sign of yet another attack carried out by the Taliban. This one was not too far from the American embassy. As officials in Kabul counted the dead, most of them children, delegates from the Taliban sat across American representatives in a glitzy hotel ballroom in Doha, Qatar. American and Taliban representatives were meeting for the seventh time. Their goal is to reach a peace deal that would end almost two decades of war in Afghanistan. The Taliban delegation is all men, dressed in traditional white robe, black vests, and turbans. The American team is led by Zalmay Khalilzad, an Afghan-American diplomat. President Trump appointed Khalilzad 9 months ago and tasked him with a daunting assignment: negotiate a peace deal with the Taliban and get the U.S. out of Afghanistan. Speaking with an Afghan television program today, Khalilzad said there have been major progress in the talks. But major sticking points remain. One of the biggest points of contention is that the Taliban doesn't want to sit down with the current Afghan government. That leaves the government pretty much on the sidelines of the negotiations. The closest the Afghan government and the Taliban have come to sitting down for talks is what happened yesterday.
We have all concluded that the best way to reach peace is to have dialogue and interaction.
Shahrzad Akbar is the deputy national security advisor for the Afghan government. She attended the talks in Doha and met with Taliban officials. I reached her outside the room where the talks took place. She was speaking quietly.
I'm sorry, I'm also holding my son.
Akbar is at the negotiations not as a representative of the Afghan government, but as a private citizen, as an Afghan woman. This was part of the agreement for these talks. And Akbar wanted to make his statement. She held her two-month-old son in her arms as she sat across the table from the Taliban. The group has historically denied Afghan women basic rights. I asked her what it was like sitting across from them.
I couldn't spend as much time in informal discussions as informal engagements as I would have liked.
Akbar tells me she had to step out a couple of times to feed her son, but that her husband, also an Afghan government official, helped take care of the baby.
It meant something that I attended these talks as a new mom, and I'm happy he was part of this hopefully historic engagement.
The Taliban carried out more attacks as they discussed peace in Doha yesterday. A car bomb in the central province of Ghazni left scores of people dead and injured. But Omar Zakhirwal, Afghan ambassador to Pakistan, is optimistic about these talks.
We compare things to where they stand today to where they were a few months ago. They were not even willing to meet a government official, and now they are accepting to meet more than a dozen of them. So, step at a time.
A step at a time, Zakhirwal told the BBC yesterday. But the Americans want to see results soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has set a deadline of September 1st for a final peace deal to be reached. September is also when the next Afghan presidential elections are set to take place. That gives Special Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad less than 2 months to negotiate a ceasefire with the Taliban, end the war, and start bringing U.S. troops back home. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.